朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
天父，我们实在要感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you and praise you.
因为你常常给我们机会。
Because you constantly give us opportunities.
让我们坐在饼杯的面前。
So that we may be seated in front of the bread and the cup.
我们不能够明白。
We're not able to understand.
我们是谁。
Who we are.
怎么能够有这样子的权利？
How is it so possible that we have this authority?
你怎么这么的看不得起我们？
That you can show such honors.
让我们可以跟你一同坐席。
That we may be able to sit in a feast with you.
但愿你自己祝福我们在你面前的时间。
May you yourself bless the bit of time that we have in front of you.
当我们的心回转归向你的时候
When our heart turns around and comes to belong to you
你能够对我们的心说话
That you may be able to speak to our hearts
我们一起等候你
Together we wait upon you
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen 如果你对撒母耳记下还有一点点的了解的话
If you have just a bit of understanding toward 2 Samuel
你就知道撒母耳记下第一章到第八章
You will then know that 2 Samuel chapters 1 to 8
其实是在讲到一个合神心意的人
Actually is speaking about a person who is pleasing after the heart of our Lord God
这一个 a man after God's own heart
This man who is after God's own heart
因为他是如此的讨神喜悦
Because he's so pleasing to the Lord himself
神就可以借着他带下一个国度
God then can through him bring down a kingdom
从第九章开始
Starting from chapter 9
一直到第二十章
All the way to chapter 20
这么长的一段圣经
Such a long part of the Bible
是讲到一个被神管教的仆人
It's talking about a servant who is being disciplined by our Lord God.
这段圣经
This part of the Bible
有四个小段在里面
There are four small divisions.
九章和十章
Chapters 9 and 10
是讲到一个仆人他可以有好的开始
It's talking about a servant who can have a good beginning.
11章到12章
Chapters 11 and 12
就说到一个仆人的失败
Talks about a servant's failure
所以记住
Therefore remember
好的开始不保证好的结束
A good beginning does not guarantee a good ending
13章到第19章
Starting from chapter 13 to 19
的第八节的前半段
The first half of verse 8
是讲到这个仆人家庭所要受的痛苦
Talk about the suffering, the sorrow that the servant's family will endure
19章到20章
Starting from chapters 19 to 20
是讲到仆人国度的灾难
It talk about the calamities of the servant's kingdom
如果你大概有这样子的一个了解
If you have such an understanding
你读撒母耳记下
When you're reading the book of 2 Samuel
它就不是一个小段的故事一小段的故事
Then it's just not stories by each small division
你会看到这些小故事是用来成全一个大的故事。
You will see that these little stories are used to be together to accomplish a big story.
我们今天读的第九章
Today, the chapter 9 that we read
其实是非常难得的一章圣经。
It's actually a very rare chapter of the Bible.
非常宝贝的。
Very precious.
大卫终于做王。
David is finally king.
做全以色列的王。
King of the whole of Israel.
一切的内忧外患都搞定。
In all the internal worries and difficulties on the outside are all fixed.
到了这个时候。
Until this time,
大卫怎么还会记得他当年跟约拿单所立的约呢
？How is it that David can still remember the covenant that he made with Jonathan in those days？
想一想我们现在认识的政客。
Think about the politicians that we now that we know。
上台之前和上台之后是两个人哦。
Before they go onto the platform of the one when they come down, they are totally different。
然而大卫
However, David,
他真是神的好仆人
a truly a good servant of God.
他完全活出了神的品格
He totally lived out the character of God.
这两章圣经就说出了一个有神品格的王他是好的开始是多好
So these two chapters illustrate that a good king who has a good beginning, how good that is.
你要知道圣经里面对着耶和华神一直有一个非常重要的形容词。
You know that there is an adjective in the Bible that has been very important in describing our Lord God Jehovah.
他是一位守约施慈爱的神。
He is a God who keeps his covenant and who gives love.
你们有兴趣的人可以从生命记到列王记到历代志到尼希米到但以理你去找圣经里面用这个词形容耶和华的真的很多。
Those of you who are interested, you can go and search for in the Bible, starting from Deuteronomy and Nehemiah, all the way, you can find a lot of adjectives about our Lord God.
这张圣经它的结构也是非常标准的一种对应性的结构。
This structure of this chapter is also a very standard type of comparison to each other, contrasting each other.
我们在撒母耳记里面发现撒母耳记的作者常常用这种结构。
And in the book of Samuel, we find that the author constantly used this kind of structure.
这个结构就是它两边头尾是对称的。
That you will see that the structure is on the two sides and from beginning to end, they are balancing each other.
Symmetric
to each other.
然后它到最后它就有中间的一个地方。
And then in the end, there is this part in the middle.
那在我们的例子。
And in our case here.
那就是第七节。
That is in verse 7.
那还记得我们以前说过只要你看到这种结构
Then remember that we talked about it in the past as soon as we see this kind of structure.
就告诉我们。
It tells us.
这整章的圣经。
This whole chapter of the Bible.
最中心的思想。
The most center point, the think thought of the center point.
就是在中间那里。
Is in the center here.
那中间这节圣经它告诉我们什么呢
?So what does the center phrase tell us?
就是大卫他给人那一种难以想象的应许。
That is the promise that is given to people that is unimaginable.
好到你不能相信有这么好。
It's so good that you cannot believe that it can be so good.
我们现在就来看看这段圣经。
Now let's look at it together here, this part of the Bible.
第一节。
Verse 1.
大卫问他的部下。
David asked his subordinate,
扫罗家还有剩下的人吗
？Is anyone still left of the house of Saul？
如果你那个时候是站在大卫旁边的
，If at that time you were the one who's standing next to David，
你心里会怎么想
？What would you think in your heart？
你一定会想说：“啊，现在该是
……”You would think now is the time。
是什么？
What should I do?
秋后算账哈。
To try to settle all the scores.
也可以说是反腐，对不对
？So.
啊，也可以说打老虎，对不对
？It's like you are killing the tiger.
你可以说随便你有什么理由。
So whatever reason you have.
清朝入关以后。
After the Qing Dynasty, they came into China.
等到什么都搞定的时候。
Until everything is settled.
请问你他皇帝要做什么事啊
？So let me ask you what the king, the emperor would do.
要把明朝余孽赶尽杀绝，对不对
？They will try and kill and remove all the remnants of the Ming dynasty, right?
每一个皇帝不管哪个国家的历史，基本上都干一样的事。
Every emperor, regardless of which dynasty, they'll do basically do the same thing.
你那个时候如果站在大卫面前想啊，大卫你也差不多。
So if you think like in front of David, you are almost the same as them.
你做梦也不会想到。
You would never dream about.
大卫说。
That David would say.
扫罗家还有剩下的人吗
？Is anyone still left of the house of Saul?
我要因约拿单的缘故向他施恩。
That I want to show kindness for Jonathan's sake.
谁能够相信有这种事
？No one would believe that there is such a kind of thing.
施恩这个字
，the one to show kindness.
希伯来文原文是一个很特别的字。
There's the original text in Hebrews is a very special word.
是 hesed.
Hesed.
那你们如果在教会待够久的人
，Those of you if you have stayed in the church for long enough.
你就知道这个字啊，在圣经里面是非常非常重要的字。
Then you realize that this word in the Bible is a very, very important word.
在旧约圣经里面，这个字翻作 mercy.
If this word is translated into in the Old Testament as mercy,
怜悯
mercy,
149次
149 times.
仁慈
kindness,
40次
40 times.
恩慈
，love，
loving kindness，
loving kindness，
三十次
，thirty times，
良善
，kindness，
goodness， 十二次
，twelve times，
还有一些其他的
，and there are still some other words。
那如果你去看这个字在旧约圣经中的用法
，so but then if you go and research about how it's used in the Old Testament，
这个字的用法主要是来描写。耶和华那一个无条件的爱。
This word is mainly used in the unconditional love of our Lord God Jehovah.
信实的爱。
His faithfulness.
是为着被爱者最大好处的爱。
For the benefits of those who are loved.
这一个字。
This word.
在这一章圣经里面。
In this chapter of the Bible.
出现了三次。
Has appeared three times.
第一节。
The verse one.
第三节。
Verse
3. 第七节。
Verse 7.
他说他要因约拿单的缘故。
He said he, for Jonathan's sake.
他要用 Hesed 的方法来对待他家里剩下的人。
He wants to treat the remaining member of his household, the method of Hesed.
任何一个人听到这句话。
Anyone who heard this saying.
都会觉得不可思议。
Would think that is unimaginable.
扫罗家有剩下人吗？
Is anyone left of Saul's house?
我们赏他一口饭吃
that we can give them a little bit of food.
我们免他死罪
we can forgive him of his death penalty.
好不好
isn't that good enough?
已经是好的不行了
it's already so good already.
怎么会要用耶和华那一个永不改变的爱去爱这个人呢
how is it that he can use the love of the Lord Jehovah's ever, never changing love to love him?
要用神圣之约的爱对待。
To use the love of the holy covenant to treat him.
当然，我们如果还记得撒母耳记上的话
，If we, of course, if we still remember First Samuel,
你就记得说，大卫跟约拿单在撒母耳记上二十章立了约。
Then you will remember that David and Jonathan made a covenant in First Samuel chapter 20.
到了二十三章的时候
until chapter 23,
他们再一次坚定他们的约。
They once again reaffirm their covenant.
到了二十四章的时候
until when they come to chapter 24,
大卫答应快要死的扫罗。
David granted promise to dying Saul.
他会纪念扫罗的后代。
He will remember the descendants of Saul.
对着一个追杀他超过十年的仇人
Towards an enemy who's been pursuing him to kill him for over 10 years
对着他的后代
Towards his descendants
这是什么样的恩典
What kind of grace is that?
为什么会有这样子的恩典呢？
How is it there is such a kind of grace?
难道是因为米非波设长得帅吗？
Is it because Mephibosheth was good looking?
很多傻人就以为长得帅有什么用？
A lot of foolish people will think, what good is it to be good looking?
是因为约拿丹。
Because of Jonathan.
这一章的圣经。
This chapter of the Bible.
你如果看出来
If you can tell,
其实不是米非波设的故事
Actually, it's not a story about Mephibosheth.
其实这张圣经是你的故事
Actually, this chapter of the Bible is your story.
也是我的故事
And also my story.
神
God
为什么要用这么大的恩典来对待我们这些与他为仇为敌的人。
Why is God using such great grace to treat us who are enemies, who are enemies to him?
不是我们有什么好。
It's not that we are of any good.
是因为耶稣基督在十字架上为我们立了一个新约。
It's because our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross has made a new covenant for us.
当大卫发现有米非波设这个人。
When David discovered that there is such a person as Mephibosheth.
你读这段圣经。
When you read this chapter of the Bible.
你要注意。
You must pay attention.
每一次提到米非波设。
Every time when Mephibosheth is mentioned.
常常都要加上一个形容词。
Constantly an adjective is added on.
不只是说他是谁的孩子后代。
Not only does it mention whose child and whose descendant is he.
要强调的是他是瘸腿的。
What it wants to mention that he's crippled in both feet.
你读到这里你会不会奇怪一件事?
When you read up to this point, would you feel strange about something?
他是大卫仇敌的后代。
He's a descendant of David's enemy.
他现在两个腿都完全瘸了。
And now both of his feet are totally crippled.
他根本没有办法保护他自己。
There's no way that he can protect himself.
他应该做什么事?
What should he be doing?
他应该去求大卫。
He should be begging David.
饶我一命吧。
To spare me my life.
请问你米非波设有没有去找大卫求情
Let me ask you, did Mephibosheth go to beg of David?
没有。
No.
是谁找谁啊
Who's looking for who?
是大卫去找米非波设。
Was David who's seeking out Mephibosheth?
你有没有想过
Have you ever thought about it?
你跟我
You and I
活在这个地上
To live on earth,
如果耶稣不来找我们
If David does not come to seek us out
如果耶稣不来救我们
If David does not come to save us Jesus
我们的人生是何等大的悲剧啊
What a great tragedy is our life
没有希望的
There's no hope for us
我们是标准的瘸子
We are standard crippled
懂不懂什么叫瘸子
Do you understand what a cripple means?
不能走路啊。
You cannot walk.
不能走路什么意思
What does it mean when you cannot walk?
行不出来啊。
You're not able to carry it out.
我们这些人
We these people
什么都懂。
We understand everything.
你不要说你们这些够老的人了。
Not just to mention that those of us who are older.
你去看那个五岁的六岁的。
Look at those who are ages 5 and 6.
你跟他讲讲道理试试看。
You try and reason with them.
你就发觉他们很懂道理的。
You discover that they know how to reason.
什么道理他们都懂。
They know any kind of reasoning.
不要拿人家的玩具啊。
Don't take other people's toys.
他们都知道的。
They don't know. They know.
做不出来啊。
But they're not able to carry it out.
跟你跟我一样
They're the same as you and I.
我们是标准的瘸子
We are the standard crippled ones.
但是我们这些人呢
However, we these people.
我们从来不会去找上帝的
We will never seek God out.
我们不会求上帝怜悯我们拯救我们的
We will not ask God to save us and to have mercy on us.
我们只会最好最好的就跟上帝要点东西
The best we can do is to ask God of something.
而我们要的那些东西呢?
And those things that we ask for,
可能十年以后你都不稀罕。
You may not even need it in 10 years' time.
哦哟，漂亮的。
It's very good looking.
我一定要找一个漂亮的。
I must find a good looking one.
上帝啊，你一定要带一个漂亮的给我。
God, you must give me a good looking one.
去找吧。
And you go find one.
你将来就知道。
And then you will know in future.
漂亮的。
Good looking.
多麻烦啊。
They are very troublesome.
他出门没两个钟头都搞不定的。
2 hours away from house, there are troubles already.
急都急死你。
You're so anxious.
再漂亮。
No matter how good looking you are.
过一段时间啊。
After a short while.
就不太漂亮了。
They're no longer that good looking.
那怎么办？
So then what do you do?
我们要很多的东西将来在永恒中我们把它丢都丢掉了。
We ask for a lot of things that we will discard of in eternity.
这就是我们可怜的光景。
This is our pitiful state.
但是神怜悯我们。
However, God has mercy on us.
他来寻找我。
He comes and seek us out.
瘸腿的人。
The crippled people.
瘸腿的人在当时的文化里面
，crippled people in those culture in those days
是被藐视的
，they're people who are being despised，
被弃绝的
，they're being rejected，
没有人在
，nobody cares about them，
没有人关心
，nobody are concerned about them，
因为这个人是完全没有价值的
，because this person has totally no value，
他有什么好
？What good is there of him？
这就是为什么
，this is why，
大卫问洗巴
，David asked Ziba。
扫罗家有人吗
？Is anyone still left of the house of Saul？
洗巴说：“当然有。”
Ziba said, "Of course, there is."
米非波设。
Mephibosheth.
不要忘记，他是个瘸腿的。
But don't forget, he's a crippled one.
大卫王啊，你就省省力气吧。
Well, King David, save your breath.
找那个瘸腿的干什么呢
？Why are you seeking out the crippled one？
听懂了没有
？Do you understand？
大卫说：“他在哪里
？”David said, "Where is he?"
我不知道你读圣经读到这一句话的时候
I don't know when you're reading the Bible up to this phrase
你能不能够体会大卫的心情
Are you able to understand David's heart?
有没有一点可能好像在耶和华在伊甸园里面问亚当说你在哪里
Is it possible that there is a bit of resemblance like God in the Garden of Eden asking Adam where you are?
大卫真的很在乎啊
David really cares.
大卫没有因为米非波设是个瘸腿的是一个不要他的是一个仇敌的后代他就放弃他。
David, not because Mephibosheth is a crippled in both feet, rejected and no one loves him, and the descendant of his enemy, he rejected him.
想一想你跟我。
Think about you and I.
我们是神的仇敌。
We're the enemy of God.
我们藐视神
We despise God.
我们利用神
We use God.
我们抵挡神的旨意
We resist God's will.
你看看我们心中有的时候觉得上帝为什么那么笨
Sometimes we even think that God is so foolish.
为什么不听我的话
Why are you not listening to me?
为什么不给我所想要的东西
Why do you not give me what I want?
你知道当你心里面这样想的时候
You know that when you're thinking like this in your heart.
你在对待谁啊
Who are you treating?
如果我是上帝
If I were God,
我听到你这种小混蛋
I think about you, little rascal,
对你这么好
that I'm treating you so well,
给你这么多恩典
that I give you so much grace,
啊，你现在还要在这边给我啰嗦
then now you're just here nagging and complaining,
你知道我会怎么样吗
do you know what I would do?
啊？有一个小孩说会打屁股
A small child said he may spank, I may spank him.
我告诉你不会。如果我是上帝，我才不打你屁股。
If I were God, I would not spank you.
对这种小孩打屁股太轻松了。
Towards these kids, to spank them is too light.
我扒你的皮啊。
I will remove, skin you.
我们就是这样对神的。
This is how we treat God.
在神的面前我们是道道地地的两腿都瘸。
In front of God, we're typically get crippled in both feet.
我们能说不能行。
We're able to talk about it, but we cannot walk it.
今天叫你站起来批评你旁边的人，你本事大得很。
Today, if I ask you to stand up and criticize the one next to you, you'll be so good.
但你就没有看到你自己什么样子。
But today, if you look at yourself and see what you are like,
像我们这样的人。
People like us.
原谅我告诉你。
Forgive me to tell you this.
是完全不配，也不值得有任何一个人来爱的。
It's totally unworthy to have someone to love you.
但是呢，我要生气也没用。
But for me to be angry is useless.
我有的时候看到有一些人在谈恋爱。
Sometimes when I see people who are in love,
我也很生气。
I become very angry as well.
瞎眼呢？
Are you blind?
瞎眼呢？
Are you blind?
那种人怎么可以爱呢？
How can you love such kind of people?
后来有一个弟兄也很残忍。
And then there was a brother who was very cruel later.
他说刘弟兄啊。
He said, Brother Liu.
当初你老婆要没瞎眼，你在哪儿啊？
If your wife was not blind in those days, where would you be now?
我不只是要感谢我太太当年瞎眼。
I not only have to give thanks for the blindness of my wife in those days.
我更要感谢上帝好像瞎眼一样。
And I also have to thank God who's like blind.
居然会爱上我们这么不可爱的人。
That actually we love some, those of us who are so unlovable.
你要知道。
You have to know.
这个事情发生的时间呢。
The time when this incident happened.
是大卫跟约拿单立约以后15年到20年中间。
This is like 15 to 20 years after David and Jonathan has made their covenant.
经过这么长的时间。
After such a long time.
人事全非。
People and things are all changed totally.
就算当年有什么感觉到这个时候什么感觉也没有了。
Even if you had feelings in those days until now, you would have lost all your feelings.
很多人刚谈恋爱的时候那个感觉可有啊。
Those many people when they're first in love, they have such strong feelings.
其实要不了几年呢
Actually,
什么感觉都没有
了。Only just a short few years, you would have lost all your feelings.
我看过一些年轻人。
I've seen some young people.
爱的时候是如痴如狂啊。
When they are in love, they are so strongly, they like crazy.
什么笨事傻事都可以干。
They would do any kind of silly and foolish things.
几年以后
Few years later,
再碰到这个年轻人
when you meet this young person again,
已经分手了
they have already parted from each other.
我又消息比较慢
and my news travel actually even slower.
居然会问他
that actually I would ask him,
哎，那个女孩子怎么样了
Oh, how is that girl?
因为我不知道他们分手了。
Because I didn't know that they have parted from each other.
哦，早就跟他拜拜了。
Oh, I have said goodbye to her a long time ago.
然后一点都看不出来有什么痛苦的样子。
And then I didn't see notice any little bit of sorrows in him.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。